Episode two.
Complete. Oh, fuck. Jesus, Chris, we're 2/3 of the way through.
Yeah, and I'm not feeling tired at all.
The fact that you looked at me and half of that sentence, you said it with your eyes closed. Let's do it. New game.
So I know you've played this game a lot when you were a child.
I have played this a lot when I was a child.
But I will be honest, I have not played much of it.
That's all right.
So
I can explain it to you if you
why
like.
Why don't you explain it to me?
Basically, this is the first. I think this is one of the first PlayStation 2 Lego games. The first, like
this is the first. Yes, I know that.
Like Lego had done a lot of. They had done a lot of their own story Lego games, but they were all on computer.
They had like Lego races, Lego world and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, shit like that, where it was just like really random stuff. And then I think this was their first like licensed one where they actually went with like a
licensed brand.
Something that had already existed. And yeah.
And from there, they've kind of rocketed.
And now there's like, just what, like 15 different ones?
They got like Jurassic Park in on it.
Jurassic World, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean, yeah.
Star Wars, which we are playing right now.
Star Wars.
Amazing.
Marvel. They have a whole catalog of Marvel and DC. One of the only franchises, in fairness, that has both Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
If you think about it, not many franchises would be able to get like access to both.
It's a lot of money.
That's a whole lot of money.
Lego is, well, swimming in money. It's the best.
Swimming in Lego.
Swimming in a big pool of one pieces.
what are they called again in this game? The coins.
The coins that you collect, they're called studs.
Studs.
Yeah.
Swimming in studs. You know what?
Do you want to jump in? Go for it. Press start. And you're going to be Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm young Obi-Wan Kenobi. Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, this is post-Trainspotting, of course.
Yeah, this is when Ewan was an established actor. Oh, but he's so fucking good in Trainspotting.
Oh, second Trainspotting as well, just fantastic.
Arguably as good as the first, or better.
Oh, I'd say a lot more developed.
We just know who everybody is by then. Do you want to crack into the first mission?
Why don't we crack into the first mission?
Let's do it. You just got to walk through this door. Oh, chapter one, negotiations. Do you see what I mean about there being no audio? Like, there's C-3PO now. Oh, no, sorry, that's not C-3PO. That's the silver one. But there's just no audio in here.
Well, in fairness,
oh, shit.
Fun fact here, I think you might... Have I ever explained to you how the laser...
Sorry, real quick. What two happened? Guys just dropped to the floor and exploded into Lego bits.
Oh, of course. But you know the infamous the sounds of the gunfire in this in Star Wars franchise?
Yeah.
Have I explained to you how it's made?
No.
You stretch out a really long slinky and you just flick it.
Oh my god.
And it makes a phew.
What were the lightsabers? Again, I can never remember what the lightsabers were.
It was a microphone going against an old analog TV. So, it was feedback.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was blended...
Oh, wait, hold on.
I'm pretty sure it was blended with a recording of someone hitting, like, a real long, real thick barbed... wouldn't be barbed wire. You know the big concrete metal poles that you put in with concrete?
Oh, yeah. Like the steel rods kind of thing?
Steel rods, yeah.
Oh, cool.
One of them knocked, and then you get, like, a real, like, nice big echo effect on it. What's this?
Oh, you're supposed to have the other robot.
Oh.
See, there's little areas in this where...
You just come back to it.
Yeah, you got to come back because you can only access it with the droids and stuff. And with certain droids. Oh, there's a mini clip.
I love when games do that. It just creates a whole new element to a game. Like
you have to come back?
Yeah.
Whoop.
I must say, first glance, cameras aren't the best in this.
Oh, yeah. It's got that classically awkward...
How'd you block that?
If you press square right when the shot is coming at you...
Aye. Oh, I forgot you could do that in here.
Which?
I can kill you.
I can kill you too, mate.
You probably do a better job than me.
Yeah, the camera angle, this is, again, their first like proper attempt at this.
Yeah.
Chris.
Okay, yeah.
Stop trying to kill me.
Enough of this mindless violence.
Oh, here, look. Oh, Jesus Christ. My coins.
You dead.
Oh, do we get her now? Oh, there we go. Oh, sweet. We got the...
Oh, yeah. So this is probably just like a little tutorial explaining.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're that? No.
So I'm the robot now. And you can be Obi-Wan if you want.
Yeah. I like him better in Trainspotting.
So you're going to be Liam Neeson?
Oh, yeah.
The controversial Liam Neeson?
Yeah. Love a bit of controversy, I do.
That's fair. But, oh, Chris, you got to come over here. Yeah, the camera angles, they were always, all the Lego games are like this, though. They've got awkward as shit camera angles.
But especially with the way that, like, a lot of Star Wars is in, like, very, like, narrow corridors. Ships. Right. So it's probably not the best for cameras anyway, as it is.
What are these? Do this again? Oh, man, I do remember the Lego games.
There's a mini clip up there anyway.
Oh, I think that's the only reason we have to go up here. Maybe we have to go back to that other door.
Yeah, no, yeah, we just have to... There.
Here, you jump... No, wait, hold on. Bring that back down. Let me jump on top of that and then do that. See that? Fucking Lego physics. Oh, I completely...
Oh, missed. That's glass.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, hold on, we're going to take it down. Here, you try this time. Oh, wait, hold on.
Get it. I'm on it. Hey.
Nice one.
Hey. Nice one, brother.
Nice one. Get it. Oh, yeah, there's something there. Can't get it. Oh, well.
No. Well, it never accept defeat.
We have so much to do. Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
You just killed me for no reason.
I was trying to destroy these blue beams here.
You are not sorry about that.
These random energy things.
Man, that's probably like pinnacle for this ship to work. Those two beams.
They destroyed our ship.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Probably. Where's that robot guy gone?
You or him? This is on you.
Oh, I think he left because they changed back. Oh, man, we got to go get him again. I remember later on, I think this is in the next one.
He's not there.
He's just not here.
Oh, I think we really shit the bed on that one. Oh, that's R2-D2.
Yeah, we don't have R2-D2.
Well, I know that. If we did, we'd be playing as him.
There he is. Oh, there's a door here too.
Oh, well, go back and get the other doors first.
That's fair. That one's just open now anyway. Yeah, in the second one, right? In the one that's the original trilogy. Yeah. You get to you need to come down with me.
I'm on my way.
You need to come down the corridor. You get to like build your own character. And he can be like he can have a lightsaber and not have force move, but can have like a blaster as well and like all you know the way there's like actually well you haven't really played this, but there's like the robots class that open doors and stuff.
Yeah.
Then there's shooters, people who have blasters. PPUs. And then there's the Jedis and the people with the lightsabers and stuff. And there's people and then there's people with melee weapons but don't have like force and stuff like that.
Melee.
Oh, this is gonna be an argument.
Oh,
this is gonna be a discussion.
Alright, let's pause the game, fight this out.
Here we go. Here's the door. Boop, boop, boop. Here, I'm switching back to Obi-Wan because fuck this guy. Oh, there's some robots. Oh, here we gotta stand on these buttons.
The robots look so puny.
They are puny. They're made out of Lego.
What's with these cogs?
I don't know, but I think they do something. Alright, I opened this door up here so we can just run up.
Oh, yeah. Are we not gonna try and get that other mini clip?
Are you arsed?
Yeah. Should we Google it?
We are like 10 minutes into the game. We're not Googling the first mini clip that we come across.
We did not have that luxury when we were younger.
No, you did not.
I do remember distinctly actually printing off all the cheats to GTA.
Oh, you printed them off? I wrote them out like a pleb.
Oh, man.
Put them in different colours depending on which one it was, what game it was for.
Oh, I just had like a little sheet just full of them.
Yeah, I always used to have it and then you took it into the box, right?
Yeah.
Chapter 4.
Doodaloo.
This is it. This is the pod race. This is the pod race. Pew, Chris pew, is pew. So fucking excited to do this pod race.
La, 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 la. Oh. It's one thing I love when I was a kid. Like, the weird racing games. Like, do you ever, like, remember, like...
What do you mean, the weird racing game?
Weird racing game?
The weird racing game.
Are you right there, Chris?
Thank you. Here, you have a voice break now.
What?
Oh, Jeremy.
No, but like to the likes of like back in the PS2 days.
Yes.
Wacky Racing game.
Wacky Racing.
Great game. Loved Wacky Racing as a kid.
Grand Prix.
Racing for PS1. Remember what I was saying?
Oh yeah.
Grand Prix. Yeah, they're all great racing games. But they had like Simpsons Skateboarding would be another example. It's not a racing game, yeah. But like they just took any franchise they could and just fucked anything onto
it. Raced it.
Yeah. So you got. Like there was Racky Races, of course. Cartoon Network Racing, Nickelodeon Racing.
There was
Crash Tag Team.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Crash Racing,
which they're remaking at the moment, and I like, cannot wait.
That's amazing.
And do you remember one? Remember Spyro, the skateboarding level in Spyro?
Oh yeah, every good game has a racing game, has a racing level.
Yeah, it's a quick little racing thing.
See, here we go. Two pods. Press X.
Oh Jesus.
Pods.
Oh, Jesus.
Which one are you? I think I'm the green one.
I'm blue. Man.
I told you, man. This is insanely quick.
Do we have to come first to continue on?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you have to come first.
Good. On that, as well, on that note, actually, remember the Crash Bandicoot? Is it the second one? No, it's definitely in the third one. The races in those.
Oh, and the race in the desert?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't fall down the hole.
Oh, that's what I've been doing wrong.
This is going to be so hard to do with two people because we're going to have to stick together because if one of us tries to go to the left and one of us tries to go to the right, the camera's going to drag us.
Yeah.
Because of the way the camera works in these games.
That's very true. So I'll just follow you. Remember, the crash things, though, they were so tricky.
Yeah, because you always had to come first.
Yeah, you had to come first. Otherwise, you don't complete it and they just restart you. And doing that on time trials, not fun.
Oh shit, the Toucan Raiders. Yeah, we got shot at.
Yeah, Toucan Raiders.
Get that boost.
Oh, what?
You died.
Hey, dude, this game has it out to get me.
Oh yeah, the timer was for a checkpoint. See, look, you got shot there. I got shot that time.
Oh, so you just gotta dodge. What?
You gotta dodge the bullets. Oh, you just got cheesed out of it, my friend.
You did, mate. Well, you're the green one.
Oh
yeah.
Shit, I'm the green one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we just beat. Oh, so we have to go back. We have to. Yeah.
Ah, nice one.
So I think we have to be in front of that like specific person by
the timer.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh, get them lampposts.
Oh, you just hit a bomb.
Oh, they're bombs. Oh shit.
They're landmines. Oh, I'm loving this.
Why are we jumping around so much?
I don't know. But I'm loving this.
Oh, I think we just won. Oh wait, no, sorry, that was the first lap.
Oh.
Oh yeah, this is a really, really long level. Oh, what's going on here?
They're having a little scrappage.
Oh, oh shit. Oh, somebody just got milled out of it.
He's dead.
He's dead. That's a drink.
Sure.
Oh, we just died too.
Would drink.
Oh, that's a drink.
Oh
God.
I'm trying to think of other racing games. I'm pretty sure there was a SpongeBob racing game. That's what, like, they took any franchise that had enough characters and they just slap in a little car.
They gave them some sort of...
Actually, in a Mortal Kombat game, there was a race. There was combat racing.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And it's brilliant because they're all like mini guys.
There was even racing in all the Sly games.
Was there?
Yeah. There was always at least one racing level, I'm pretty sure. I remember... Oh, you're... Oh,
that was you, mate.
That was me. I fell in a hole.
Even if I die... Even if you die, it comes up on my screen.
Yeah, because
I'm player one.
If both of us die, we're dead.
Hmm?
If both of us die, we're dead.
If one of us die, we're both dead.
If one of us die, we're both dead. But yeah, there is one in the third one where you have to fly around in airplanes. And
right.
I think there's one in the second one, but I'm not too sure.
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
Oh, we will find out soon enough when it's one of our... Oh, God, we're dead.
And we meant to get past that.
I think we have to go to the right. Right, when we go around here, turn to the right because I can see another channel.
Yeah.
No, this way. Oh, fuck.
You just threw us straight into the dead end.
Here's the thing. I saw a booster.
We got to wait for...
Oh, I see.
Because there's a cutscene comes in. So we go past, yeah. And then we just stick the way we're going. And then this little cutscene comes in.
I don't know if we can get past here. I don't know if we can turn right now. I think we just got to make it before the rock falls.
I don't think... Oh, Jesus. So let's have a gander. No. There. Nailed it.
Whoop. Nearly fell down.
Almost died again. I'm not gonna lie, mate. I like this, but I was expecting so much more.
It's what, really?
Yeah.
Why? It's Lego Star Wars.
It's Lego Star Wars, yeah. But
whoa, We just got fucked.
I just don't like it because I keep dying. We both died.
Yeah, we're both dead there. Nope.
Ah.
Oh.
I think it just wanted to emphasize that we both died.
That we both. Really,
oh my god, there's boulders everywhere.
Oh my god.
And we're dead yet again.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Up here.
Dead again.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Think about it. This is a kids' game. This is a game for children.
This level was not made for kids.
Scoop that boot.
In fairness, I do like the way that if one of us gets a boost, we both kind of, because it tries to keep us like in line.
Yeah. We have to stay on the screen at the same time.
Yeah, we both get boosted. I like that.
Oh, we lost.
Oh. I was expecting something more there. I was like, we're finished.
No, we didn't catch up with him in time.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Dick's sake.
It's when they shoot you. They shoot you into the rock. We gotta go.
No, I think it's because we keep knocking into each other. That was you.
That was me. That was
all on you, mate.
That death was on me.
I was doing fandango.
You hit me. Nope, dead. I'm not making the turn.
Dead in water.
I'm not making the turn properly.
Well, do it better.
Oh!
Nailed it.
Slick. Oh, we did it.
Chapter 6, Darth Maul.
Darth Maul. Oh, man, his face just looks like a mesh of pixelization.
It's amazing, though.
He looks
Darth Maul, favorite Sith Lord.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I did like Count Dooku.
Count Dooku was really cool, but Maul has it all.
Is it just because of the double-bladed lightsaber?
Double lightsaber, and then... we're just going to have to reflect.
You got
to
press start, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Beautiful. I think, he throws shit at us now, and you got to, like, force it back at him.
All right.
Darth Maul is currently throwing explosive devices at us.
Oh, we've already knocked him down one.
Yeah, I think there's a few rounds.
All right, grand. I was going to say, be shit. Aye.
Boom time.
Boom.
I think this is going to be you, mate.
Oh, yeah, he hit me. He done hit me. Little bastard. Little slime.
Whoop.
Nah, pal.
Absolutely saved you.
That was me.
I think it was both of us.
Oh, yeah. Teamwork. Nah. Not having it. It's probably, this me. Nope.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Not that's today, bud. Do we get to cut him in half?
Potentially.
Because that's a bit grotesque for like a...
For a child's game. Oh, do you know what happens? His legs fall off the bottom. Wait, hold on. Stop moving. Come back. Oh, fuck. It's because you're too far down. I should be able to jump up onto this to continue to follow him here. Look.
You keep running away, little bitch.
Yeah, he does. He's scared.
Let me fight you.
Off the edge you go.
Oh, dear.
They won't stop coming until we kill the commanders.
All right. The commanders, the guy with the...
Yeah, the guy at the back.
With the phones.
Yeah.
The blower. This is very easy to just keep pressing square and you don't need to worry about anything.
You see what I mean? I'm pretty sure in the Lord of the Rings one, there's counters. So like if an orc or something comes up to hit you, you can press square. Did you just walk straight off the edge?
Yeah.
Qui-Gon.
It took me a second to figure that out.
But so like it gets better.
Yeah.
You can also begin to dodge.
God damn it.
Hold on.
Keeps throwing me off the edge.
There we go. You know the way the shooters, like, they literally just shoot now?
Yeah.
And they can't physically dodge the shots.
Yeah.
Eventually later on.
They just even it out, kind of.
Yeah, what happens is like if you press square as a shot is coming at you, they step out of the way. They do a cool little like turn.
Oh, sweet.
Also, did you see that? I was throwing the droid at you and you hit him.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
Teamwork. Teamwork makes dream work. I wonder how often that's said in like the dream
in DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, you're so bad at this.
I'm doing my best.
Nice.
Man, you think this is bad? Wait till I get my games out.
Oh, I'm going to fucking suck at the games that you play.
Oh, I can't wait to watch you play Croc.
Or Dark Souls.
Oh, Dark Souls is going to be funny. Dark Souls is going to be funny in itself.
We're going to have to make another edit of just all the times I died during Dark Souls.
Oh, man, that'll be like about 45 minutes on its own.
That's fine. I can deal with that.
I'll need to decide which Dark Souls to put you on, though.
What do you mean?
Because there's three Dark Souls, and I would argue the second Dark Souls the hardest. Third.
I mean, I'm not gonna shy away from an honest challenge.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm trying to think which one do I give you for the hardest, like for the biggest challenge. Is this where we actually get to like punch him in the face?
Oh, yeah. Look how many hearts he has. Also, that's a giant hole in the middle.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. I died.
Oh. But wait, I just realized that hurts me straight away. Just do the jumps. Man, I am destroying this prick. I'll worry about him. You just figure out how to get that mini clip.
I don't think we can do it now. Oh, wait. Maybe we can do it now.
Then let's make a bike.
Yeah, we threw a bike at him.
Nice.
Okay,
let's get that mini clip first.
Hold on, I think we need to bring it down.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, he's throwing bikes at us.
He's throwing bikes at us. Oh, hold on. Oh, fuck. Okay, we can just do it now. Oh, there's three. Okay, good to know. Okay, don't throw the bikes back at him. You start going. Start going. Jump up on that platform. Oh, shit. Sorry, bro.
Oh, that those hurt him. Yeah. So, wait. We'll try another one. Did he just use his force on you?
Yeah, he was holding me in the force position.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, he's got me now.
Oh, he's only got two lives left. Oh, Chris, this is it. First boss down.
Well, no, we need to get these mini clips.
I don't think we're going to be able to. I think we need a super jumper. Chris.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need a super jumper. So let's fuck him up. Fuck him up.
Oh, one life. Oh, no. Oh, no. Get the coins.
Killed us.
Get the precious coins. Oh, my God. Oh.
Qui-Gon goes bygone.
Oh, that was terrible.
They went through that so quick. Because I was like, oh, he's got stabbed.
Yep,
but, you know.
Stabbed through the chest. Get him, Obi-Wan. Qui-Gon Jinn.
He's so lifeless.
Oh. Oh, watch this now. Look. Watch his legs. Watch his legs. Right,
they give him the X's on his eyes.
They walk off in the background. We just completed episode one.
Woo!
Woo, woo, woo! We are now one third of the way through the game. Episode two, Attack of the Clones, chapter one.
What?
Discovery of Kamino.
Oh, you said disco moves and Kamino. I was like,
disco on Kamino. Everyone looks the same except for Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
Because it's all the clones.
What was your question?
What was the first Lego set you ever received?
I won't lie to you. I wasn't the biggest Lego kid. I loved...
Go fuck yourself.
Finish my sentence. I was Bionicles. Which is Lego.
Yeah. No, that's fair. What was the first Bionicle you got?
Oh, I can't remember their names. The red dude. The fire guy.
The red one.
The fire guy.
Was it one of the ball ones or was it one of the ones who stood up tall?
Stood up tall.
Stood up
tall. One of the Bionicle heroes. One of the masked dudes.
Yeah. Who had the mask in the thing that like folded up and down. Mm. Yeah.
So that was like one of my first ones.
Oh, am I the robot?
You're the robot.
I don't want to be the robot. I'm that fucking stupid red R2-D2. Let's go over here.
Yeah, you need to
get that mini kit.
You need to get that. Then there's another one over here, I think.
Level fucking sucks. I just have to be this robot now.
Yeah, this is not the funnest level in the world. I'm not going to lie. Hence, oh, disco.
Oh, yeah, this is a puzzle. Whoop.
Not really a puzzle, mate. We just need to turn everything on.
Scoop.
That was just not a puzzle.
You just flicked a switch.
Yeah, a few clowns.
Clowns, best army in Star Wars.
All right, so I feel like there might be something to do with this thing that I just opened up. And where are all those clowns gone?
So. They were all just down the bottom there.
Down where?
Down like.
Oh, downstairs.
Yeah. But I don't think I don't think you meet the clowns in this.
Oh, it was just more.
I'm pretty sure. I actually. Do you know what? Oh, do you know what I think happens at the end of this battle?
What?
You fight Boba Fett as he escapes in a ship.
At the end of this level?
At the end of this. At the end of this level. Not the end of this episode. But the end of this actual level.
That'd be pretty sweet.
This is definitely it. Yeah. There's a ship. Okay.
It's a boss battle, is it?
Yeah. It's a mini boss battle.
Hmm.
You see those turrets on the left and right there? They start shooting at us and he's shooting at us. And there's just a whole lot of things going on.
Yeah.
He's also there and he's shooting at you.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of health, too.
Hold on. I think I have to turn these turrets on.
Oh, so you've got to damage your ship.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's my... For those of you listening at home, what we are currently doing is Chris, as Obi-Wan, is attempting to shoot Jango Fett. And me... Boba Fett. And
you're
me...
You're going for Jango.
As this little shitty-ass robot.
Not even R2-D2. R2-D2 is like twin brother.
This little shitty red one. I have to run around and switch a bunch of buttons on that activate turrets that shoot at the big ship.
I died. Collect my coins.
Chris, it won't let me turn on any more of the turrets.
All right.
I think you're going to have to keep dodging for a while.
Jesus Christ, look at this.
Yeah, they're going to shoot you off the edge. Oh, watch out for that missile.
Oh, I control the missiles back.
Nice one. How much hearts does he have left? Only two?
Hmm?
He's only got two hearts left, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
One now.
Okay, well...
I'm about to say this bitch and I'm going to knock him out. Come here, pal. Come here. Stop running away from me. Come here. Come back.
Oh, he's gone.
Come back here.
I think you're going to have to, like, cut him off. You know what I mean? Like, you need to, like, do this. Oh.
No, because he's just running away from me. Won't let me hit him either.
There you go.
There you go, you little bitch. Oh, fuck. Well, Droid Factory, yeah.
Oh, this is the Droid Factory level. This is so fucking annoying. Because there's so many, like, double things that you have to do. It's, this game is really easy with one person, but when it's two people moving around at the same time, it's just, yeah, it's a headache.
It's a lot like Mario, the Mario Party. No.
Oh, Mario Super Party? Mario. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Super Mario Bros. For the Wii.
Chris, I've got a question for you.
Shoot.
Right. What's your favorite fighting game? Because I would say that it's Super Smash Bros. Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Yours is Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Oh, man.
Specifically on the Wii.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
All the way Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat's good.
Man, I've been following Mortal Kombat since I was a kid.
I mean, it's not Mario and Link and some Pokemon.
No, but you can fight Freddy Krueger against Jason Voorhees.
That's actually true. However,
Predator versus Alien.
Can you fight Luigi against Waluigi?
Waluigi.
Waluigi.
But the new Mortal Kombat might have Shaggy in it and Scooby.
Oh, so yeah, that's true.
That wins in its own right. I remember actually in one of the old Tekkens, there was a... I forget the name of the dinosaur. There was a little dot. I think his name was like Jin. Not Jin. No, Jin's. That's Jin and Kazuya.
Oh, man, why do I always have to be the shitty secondary character? It's a fucking Princess Padme now. She's got a little shitty gun.
But no, there was... I forget it. His name was... Oh, it was like Gex or something like that. But he was a little like dinosaur.
Gex?
Something like that.
That sounds really familiar.
He was like... He was based off an old Japanese manga, because obviously the game is made in Japan.
Yeah.
But one of his special moves was just farting on people. It was brilliant. He'll fart and he'll be like... Whoa.
Yeah, you see this shit? It's a lot of this.
Oh.
And if you stand on these things, I'm pretty sure they fall off.
Which things?
The things on the left and the right. Oh, and I got crushed.
These things?
Yeah. Grab that.
But that was like, that. I remember that was real funny. Because that's one thing fighting games do really well, is they always add in like crazy characters. Like the new Tekken has Nijin or something like that. Do you watch The Walking Dead?
No, I haven't actually seen The Walking Dead.
But have you seen this, like the guy with a baseball bat?
Oh yeah.
Barbed wire. Like,
yeah.
He's in Tekken.
Amazing.
They put him in Tekken. In Mortal Kombat, you had Kratos, so you can play as Kratos.
Kratos?
No, Kratos.
From God of War?
Yeah.
It's Kratos.
It's Kratos.
You sure? I haven't played it in years.
It's Kratos.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive, mate. It's Kratos. Not Kratos.
I don't know.
It's a T, not an N.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to get 100% on this level, mate.
It's so hard to do.
Oh, just been made that one.
Oh, here, let's go back with R2, because there was a thing back there for him.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. We just want to get rid of these dudes. I think, I've got another question for you here now.
Go on.
If there was one game that you could get remastered, what game would you pick?
Oh.
What would you pick?
There's so many. I have so many options.
True, yeah. I think mine, which is, I think they're actually remaking it at the moment, which makes me real happy, is Medieval. The old PS1 game.
Oh, yeah. That was cracking.
That was such a good game. Oh. That was a brilliant game. And that they're remaking that, I'm pretty sure, at the moment. Which makes me so happy. That another game, actually, that they did remaster, which made me real happy, is Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey.
Oh, yeah. That was a good game as well.
That was a brilliant game.
Oh, I'm trying to think now. Do you know what? Actually, one of the old GTA games.
Like old ones.
Like, yeah, like one of the properly... Here, come back up here for a sec. Like one of the properly old ones. Like San Andreas.
San Andreas, I think, in its own right, works even without having to be remastered.
Yeah, the graphics are... No, but I would just want another one.
Yeah.
Because it was really good. Do you know, actually, it's in the same way that before the second one came out, I was gagging for... A Red Dead Redemption 2 ever since I finished the first one.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, they need to do this again. It's amazing. Honestly, was like obsessed with that game for years.
I remember that, yeah. I love the game.
For a very long time, it was the only game I played on Xbox.
Yeah.
I was just like, there's just nowhere else to go.
I suppose that's one thing I think different between me and you. You can pick one game and you can sit there and play it for like two to three months.
A week?
Even two, like, well,
straight.
The last few years, anyway, I remember you were huge in the Black Flag.
Oh, well, that was just because I loved sailing around in the ships. I didn't enjoy the game. The game was garbage.
The game was decent, but I remember you were playing that on its own. I'd say for about 2 to 3 months, properly.
Yeah, I think so.
Where I would not be able to do that. I always need like new games and stuff like that.
The other side of that was I never had money for new games.
Oh yeah.
Especially because new games are like 60 quid now, 70 quid.
Oh,
sometimes.
It's ridiculous money. Like
when you just have to buy a new one. I'd rather like if a new game comes out like Red Dead Redemption 2, I'd rather sit and wait for 2 or 3 years until it's like
cheaper. Yeah.
Much cheaper. And I'll happily avoid all of the content. You know what? I'd even like, I'm not much of a multiplayer, I'm not super into online and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would happily like even wait until like it wasn't popular anymore to do it or to play it.
Yeah. So whereabouts are we now, Ollie?
We're still making our way through this bloody droid factory. Oh my god, there's Obi-Wan.
Oh yeah.
Oh, don't die, Chris. We're so close. Oh fuck. We're so close to getting the coin count. Here, fall back there.
Wait,
I'll take care of these droids.
My bullets don't work on them.
Turn to R2.
What?
Turn into R2. They don't attack the droids. And then come up and zap them.
They're not attack the droids?
Nah. Because they're pacifist looking.
That one's dead.
Thank you. Get all them coins before we free Anakin. Or Obi-Wan, I mean.
Well, this is definitely the end of the level anyway.
Oh, we were so close.
Skip hop.
Thanks, Count Dooku.
Loving the comb over, mate.
Oh, here he is. Oh, Mace Windu. This Mace Windu. Actually, do you know what? I take back what I said about Obi-Wan being my favorite Jedi. I changed it to Mace Windu.
Well, yeah, Samuel L. fucking Jackson.
Scoop, 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 scoop.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Wally, guess who I am?
Oh, fuck you, Chris. Why do I have to be this? Why do I have to be the robot again? This is bullshit.
Can you not change?
I don't know. I don't think so. Probably.
Try and take on one of the other Jedis.
I'm trying. It won't let me. Okay, here. We need to take down all these. We have to take down the squad that's guarding Padme. Chris, you need to blow up these red ones. Please and thank you.
No bother. There we go.
And then you got to bring her down.
Collect all the coins first.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to make... No, I can't get up there.
Get her.
Got her. Oh.
Yeah, it changes
up. That looks like they're from Battlestar Galacta.
Super Battle Droids.
Yeah.
Super Battle Droids.
They look like they're from, remember, Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah, they do.
That's a bomb. Don't want to touch that. Bam, bam. Ba-da-bam. I do remember this is a real cool scene in the movie.
Oh, it's amazing.
What planet is this on again?
Geonosis.
Geonosis, yeah.
Which is also a fantastic level in Battlefront.
Yeah. Oh, the battle, like for the new Battlefront, the level design is real good. The way, like,
they're so complicated.
Yeah. But once, like, not even complicated, it's just so well mapped out. There's lots to, like, a lot of, like, intricate details. All right, grab that mini clip there, pal.
Excuse me, there's another one up here.
And that one, too.
All right, now you can get him. And I'm absolutely changing to Anakin because why the fuck wouldn't I?
Oh, I see a blue one.
Look at how high the coin counter is already.
Yeah, I've seen that. Oh, wait, like, every time you get a...
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, we got it.
Does that... What happens if we die, though?
No, it's fine. It's locked now.
Grand. Is that that's, like, the second time we managed to get that done, isn't it?
No, we got it. I think this is the fifth time.
Fifth?
We did it a bunch of times in the first one, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here, we should get that mini clip. Hold on. We should get that mini clip before we do anything else. Oh, sorry. I was just
Wait. Actually, we don't need it. We already got it. I was going to say I can go grab that blue one, but...
Ah, that's fine. All right.
Did you steal a window off me?
No.
You stole a window, bastard.
I love Mace Windu. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, thank God. Mate, you're still Padme. You can be Obi-Wan or Anakin now.
I know, yeah. Okay, he should not have that hairline. Look at the guy right beside me.
That is a toupee. If ever I've seen one.
That is the biggest toupee I've ever seen. In fairness, actually, hang on, no. That's Donald Trump.
Oh my god, Donald Trump was in Lego Star Wars.
Donald Trump was actually in the gladiator battle in Lego Star Wars. Where's the rest of our dudes? I actually want to change now. I can't find anyone. Oh, well, we just have to kill one more droid.
There they go, there they are. In fairness, how sweet of a battle is this?
This is pretty cool. Be real cool if we actually got to take on the monsters though as well.
That would have been sweet.
Oh, I can't use my force on the big guys.
No, I don't. I think they're immune.
Yeah.
Can we get in here?
Yeah. There should. Yeah.
Beautiful. All right, we got one more red droid to go, and then we're through this wave. Oh yeah, I think we fight Boba Fett now. Oh wait, again? Actually, oh I don't think we do. I think he just gets his head cut off on this cutscreen. Yeah, straight up. I think so. Wait, do we? Oh no, we do get to fight him. Amazing. I think we have to back him up towards one of the bombs. All right, push him right. Oh, well, that just immediately killed him.
It just blew off.
He just exploded. Oh my God, that was supposed to be a whole thing.
There's Yoda.
Oh yeah, that's what I was excited about.
He's the same height as everyone else.
Because you know where we're going next? To fight Count Dooku. Do you remember who fight Count
Yoda. Fights Count Dooku? I'm going to get the Yoda.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Because I'm player one.
Nah.
Yeah, pal.
I'm gonna switch controllers the next time you go to the bathroom.
Episode two.
Complete. Oh fuck. Jesus Christ, we're 2/3 of the way through.
Yeah. And I'm not feeling tired at all.
The fact that you looked at me and half of that sentence you said it with your eyes closed. We're in our little Lego ships. It's this shit, mate. We go flying around.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, this is like Battlefront, this is.
Oh, yeah. Okay, which one am I? I am the yellow one.
That is one game I cannot wait to play. Currently don't have at the moment, but I cannot wait to get Battlefront.
Battlefront 2?
Yeah. Just the ships. Even Battlefront for the PS4. I would... Oh, hang on. It's inverted. I hate when games invert it. But Battlefront, the space fights in Battlefront for PS4.
Unreal.
Oh, absolutely amazing, man. Some of the crazy... And I haven't played the second one, but the second ones are supposed to be even more insane. So that is something I need to bring you out. I'll bring you over to my place one time.
Fantastic.
And I can download it and we can play the space scenes. Because the only thing about the Star Wars thing is there was no story mode.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Like that. The PlayStation 2 ones had story mode, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
And they
the first one, I actually don't know if it did.
But then what was the other thing they had?
In the second one, it was
Conquest mode thing.
Yeah, there was the Conquest mode that was so like you could play either against the computer or against your friends.
Yeah.
And there was also the story of what was it called again?
No.
Oh shit.
Did we get that mini clip though?
I think so, yeah. You were the story. You were clones.
Yeah.
You were the clones. Oh, what were they called? The 501st.
Yeah.
The 501st. That was an amazing thing. Because you followed them all the way from inception with the clones and like the battle on Geonosis to literally the Death Star being blown up for the second time.
Yeah.
And you do bits in between the Revenge of the Sith and the New Hope. So you go and you fight a droid army that gets reactivated. So you're like the Imperial army, but fighting a droid army, which you don't get to do in any other scenario in the game.
That was completely unique to the game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, man.
I actually think that 501st story was written specifically for Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
But, because, like, the 501st are also in, like, the Clone Wars TV show and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think that story that they wrote was
based just for the game.
Yeah, it's just for the game.
Which, like, in fairness, like, the game's made millions.
Oh, yeah.
Man, this is an absolute clusterfuck right now.
Yeah, right?
Like, this is insane.
There's little ships flying around. We got to shoot those red buttons on the side of the ship. Oh, we got it. Nice.
Yeah. God bless people who had epilepsy playing this game.
Oh my God.
This is not going to go well.
No, not even a little.
Is that it? That's a level done?
That's that level done. Yeah, that's one of those quick ones where you just like fly through and do all the fun shit.
So, 5 levels left.
We've got 5 levels left.
Crunch time.
Oh.
Alright, so wait, what do we do now?
Fighting Count Dooku, the snaky little cunt. Oh,
Jesus.
Just
blew yourself Christ. Up. You twat.
Where'd he go? Oh, yeah, he's up here with the Super Battle Droids. What I don't get was, why weren't the Super Battle Droids standard droids?
I don't know.
Surely they weren't more inexpensive to make, seeing as there's so fucking many of them.
I don't know. Energy?
Energy.
Cost efficiency.
Cost efficiency. Oh, here, you need...
They just didn't make the budget.
Yeah, actually, I think it was George Lucas didn't have the money for it, as opposed to the Droid Federation didn't have the money for it. Oh, Jesus.
Hand for a hand.
Well, Anakin just absolutely murdered Dooku.
They didn't show it, but yeah, it was an absolute death.
Absolutely. Oh, because he slices his head off in the movie, remember?
Yeah.
There's definitely a mini kicking around in here.
Not allowed in this kind of game. No beheadings. I say they probably had that in one of the board meetings.
It's episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Ruin of the Jedi, yeah.
Ruin of the Jedi. This is like, in this level, basically you're Yoda and Obi-Wan and you come back to the temple.
After Order 66.
After Order 66 and you find everything that's happened.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Shit gets real.
That sounds interesting, man. I hope I'm Yoda. Right.
Oh shit. Obi-Wan just tried to walk over to some Jedis. And Yoda was like, no.
Yoda's having none of that.
Oh jeez. Yeah, I forgot they're clones.
Oh yeah, and the skies.
That was beautiful.
That was well executed. Fucking shit up, Yoda style.
I don't think you're going to be able to get that.
What?
I was like, you can't physically jump underneath him. He's going to bounce off around the ceiling.
I see Jedis.
Oh, this is going to happen a lot. You're going to need to like wait for me and slow down and put your lightsaber away and fly in your chair, because otherwise I won't be able to keep up.
Yeah. Wait. Remember this being a really good level in Revenge of the Sith as well, the game.
Oh, yeah. It's also really good in Battlefront.
Yeah.
Because it's literally like you have to run around and there's Jedis everywhere and you just get an absolutely massacre.
All the levels in Battlefront are really good. There's no bad level, let's say. Are we supposed to build something here or are we just throwing shit around?
Yeah, there we go. Build some stairs. Ooh. Okay, wait, what's over here?
It's a big ball.
Oh! See them all just sitting around? Oh my god. They're just eating pizza in here. We just walked into a room full of clones and they're all eating pizza.
Oh, they're having a few drinks as well.
Having a few brews, yeah. They just executed Order 66. They're celebrating. Just ended the Jedi rule.
Yeah, and killed a load of kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was just Anakin.
Well, yeah, but part and parcel.
That's all on Annie.
Annie? What a poor little orphan.
Annie. That's what Padme calls him. Me and Anakin are tight.
You hate Anakin, you say?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I hate him so fucking much.
Fucking hate his guts.
Oh, sorry, Chris, one sec.
No.
Randomly getting attacked again.
Oh, we both need to do this, do we?
Nah, it's up. Yeah, we both need to do it at the same time. Oh.
Oh, this is the room, isn't it?
This is the Jedi Council room, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a mini clip on top of the ceiling. That's why you stack the chairs.
Take care of these little clonies.
Jesus Christ. Come here, you little shit. There we go.
I've seen a lot of, like, there's a lot of heads just floating around here.
What do you mean?
Anytime we kill clones, just heads.
Oh, their heads pop off? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just explode.
Yeah.
Which is gruesome.
This is family friendly.
This is, I'm pretty sure this is like PG-3s. I cannot remember how to do this for the life of me. Okay, hold on. Let's let them all reset. Jesus. Try to set up some platforms to climb up there. There's a switch up on top. There we go. That's the first switch.
And just grab the mini clip as well.
Yeah, I will. Just one sec.
You will just drop out?
Yeah, go on. Damn it, Obi-Wan. Get up there. Get up.
You up out of that.
There we go. Let me move the thing out of the way. And the door is open. I have no idea what that was. That was blocking the door, but it's out of the way now.
Let's go kill Anakin.
Oh, that's the next level, Chris.
I just want to kill him. He's a bit of a piece of shit.
He is a little piece of shit. He killed all those kids. Oh, God. Now we're going to watch that footage of Anakin killing all the kids.
A what?
And then Anakin just bowed to the Emperor. And now we all know that he's a snake. And this is the last level, Chris.
Slippy, slippy snakes.
Chapter 6. Darth Vader. See this now? So, like, one of us is one of them. And then we have to just run through the level. Don't kill me. Not yet. There will be fight scenes, but for now we have to escape the lava. Oh, we missed the mini clip. Oh, I fell in a hole.
Yeah, you died.
Oh, this is going to be so difficult.
Oh, if you die, it starts us again.
Yeah, we're running down a corridor and the floor is falling. The floor is literally lava.
The floor is lava.
The floor is actually lava because it's Mustafar. You were too far ahead.
No, it's because I fell into a pit.
Yeah, because you're too far ahead.
What?
you couldn't see where you were going because I was all the way back. The camera couldn't catch up.
And get your shit together, mate.
Just cool your jets, Mr. Chris.
No, I want to kill you.
Oh, here we gotta stabilize the room.
Oh, in 45 seconds.
Every time we do it, we get more time.
Oh yeah.
Oh, look at all those coins down there.
All right, there's still things to do.
Yes.
We still got a countdown.
We got a minute and a half.
It's not enough.
To pull some switches. Whoop! That didn't do very much at all.
Nope. Here we go. I think I have to throw these out to you, and then you build them. Oh no, we have to go through this door, do we?
Yeah, I think so. Nice one. And now I think we fight out here for a little while.
Sweet.
I think. I don't know how to do this in co-op. Oh fuck, Anakin just threw Obi-Wan. Trying to be a snake. Ooh.
He just burned his bottom.
He did just burn his butt. There's a lot of kicking going on in this fight.
Well, they can't really stab that much, can they?
That's actually very fair. But there's not a lot of parrying then either.
A lot of what?
Parrying.
I done died.
Come here and stand on this button. Oh, you hold it, hold it. Oh, sorry, I think I was meant to pull a switch or something instead, actually. But yeah, one of us has to go through first.
Yeah. Fuck. It's gonna be a long day.
It has been a long day. We've been doing this for so long now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, sorry. I went to wipe my nose. I thought he jumped on the button. That makes sense.
Jesus fucking Christ. This is not kid-friendly.
This is not kid-friendly. The floor is 100% lava now. Fuck.
As you might hear, we are dying quite a lot. Going for that mini-clip. Didn't make it.
You didn't make it because you dragged the camera too far out. You gotta stick together.
We're trying to kill each other.
For now, we have to get to... Oh my God, Chris.
You died straight after. Fucking hell.
Okay, that's number 8. 9.
9. These are all on me too.
10. 11. Oh my God, Chris. 12. Jesus Christ. Oh, 13. That was on me though. Oh, 14. When we were so close to the end of it. Oh, 15. Sorry. This is really difficult. There's so many fucking tiny platforms. Can we do it?
He's only...
Oh, we've only gone and done it here. We have to run as this thing starts to fall. Onto the... Make the jump. Yes.
Parkour, parkour.
Oh, this is where we fight each other now. Oh, shit. We all have like 10 lives. Is it just going to be this?
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be this. Oh, the floor is more lava. Haha, I win. Oh, Obi-Wan just sliced the hell out of him because he had the high ground.
That's not how it goes in movies, though. He does like a little backflip.
He does a little backflip. Yeah, and he tries to do a little backflip, and Obi-Wan is like, I have the high ground, Anakin. And he slices him. Boom. We just finished the game, Chris.
Oh, shit.
That was the end.
That was very anticlimactic.
Yeah, I know, right? What do you think?
Well, I liked it.
You liked it?
I really did like it.
I think it's fine.
It's
a good Lego
it's
game.
Fine.
It's fine. It's great if you wanna see how Lego went off and made their games better and more interactive. Yeah. This is where you need to play it first, because then you see all the other shit that you get later on,
yeah.
And how it just develops and evolves.
It's good. I wouldn't say it's the best PlayStation game in the world.
No.
It's good.
But it's classic.
Nice little one to have in your collection.
It's not a classic. I think it's a classic purely because it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's the only reason it's a classic.
That's, yeah, no, but it's good. It has its downfalls.
Like what?
The screen. The camera.
Oh, yeah, the camera angles.
Camera can suck my left one, like.
Fair.
Besides the camera, actually, yeah. I didn't like the blaster, guys.
The combat is crap.
Combat's pretty crap.
Because it's just so basic.
Yeah, and the way that you could do some characters, you can't shoot or anything like that.
Yeah, there's a few characters you just can't.
You're just still
fight.
Flying around like a little limp.
Yeah, Palpatine. Somebody else.
C-3PO.
C-3PO is only there to open doors.
Yeah.
But that's it. But at least even with C-3PO, R2-D2 can electrocute the robots and the droids and stuff and turn them off.
Anakin. Young Anakin.
Young Anakin.
Well, the only thing he can do is fit in the small spots.
Yeah.
Basically, the only thing he can do is fuck off.
Yeah, basically. It's the only thing he's capable of. What would you give it out of 10, Chris?
I'll give it a solid 6.
A solid 6?
Solid 6.
I'd be inclined to give it a 7 just because I love it so much. Just because for nostalgia.
I suppose, yeah, you have the nostalgia factor of it then.
Because I also, like, when I did the story and finished it, I then went back, got all the mini clips, did all the coin runs.
All the 100%, yeah.
All the 100%. And then played the secret level.
The New Hope?
The New Hope level that's stashed away in a little Easter egg.
It tucked away like a little secret.
Yeah.
So it's a secret. Big old secret.
You can stop saying
secret.
You can stop saying secret. All right, so Chris, we've finished, we've completed Lego Star Wars.
Yeah.
After about 6 hours.
6 hours of grueling. A
sweaty
misery.
6 hours.
Brewing up in here. We got there. Got there in the end.
And now, the question on everyone's mind, or at least on my mind, because I'm the only other person who's going to be listening to this. What are we doing next week? what game are we doing next?
Well, next week, as you know, it's my choice because this is the way we're doing it.
50-50.
So Lego Star Wars was your choice.
Brilliant first choice.
Excellent first choice, I might say. But now my first choice. My first choice. I'm going old school with a new school twist. So I'm bringing in Spyro, Enter the Dragonfly.
Ooh.
Which is the fourth game of the Spyro series.
Ooh.
The first game to come onto PlayStation 2.
Which is what we're using.
Which is the console of choice in this establishment.
In this podcast. Very nice.
Well, yeah, no. It's a long one.
How long is it?
10 hours, I reckon.
Jesus.
So give or take 10 to 12 hours. So best to bring some coffee.
Yeah, we're going to have to start at like 2 in the afternoon.
2 in the afternoon. And have finish fry at 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Get a fry ready. We're going to have dinner. We can order pizza. That'd be nice.
That'd be real nice.
We could save up and order some pizza.
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually ordered pizza since we moved to Berlin.
That's a good shit. We should do that. But yeah. So it's a good, game. Real fun game. I can't remember if there's a skateboarding level in, but I remember the Spyro games were classic for the skateboarding levels.
I think there's got to be.
Because
the one that we played, which was the second one.
No, that was the original.
Oh, the original.
Yeah.
That had a skateboarding level in it.
That had
it. And I mean, if it was in the first one, they got to put it in this one.
Spins.
Just spins. Nothing else.
You could just do spins.
You could go back and forth in a straight line and spin. That was it.
I remember actually when I was young, I used to have like a toy. That was Spyro on a skateboard. It was like a wind-up toy. You could pull it back and then...
It would zip forward. Yeah, I remember those. I used to have all those. Yeah, they were really cool.
But yeah, so that's what we're doing next week.
Fantastic.
So...
Well, we should probably say thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks to everyone who actually took the time to listen to us ramble and talk shit.
Because I know I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. But if you love PlayStation games or just nostalgia of playing old games as much as we do, please continue to listen to this. We're going to be starting some social media.
We're going to have social media up soon. We'll get that up and running.
Get that up and going. And we have an Instagram and a Twitter.
If anyone has any recommendations as well for games we should play.
Oh, yeah.
We always have to hop on. Like, video games are cheap enough for the PlayStation 2.
Absolutely.
And I'm always game for a new game.
Always game for a new game. I like that. That should be the finisher.
Oh, man, we're going to have to copyright that.
always game for an old game.
Always game for an old game.
There you go.
Quick 1v1. 1v1 sniper battle. Halo 3 Forge.
Nobody's going to get that besides us.
No.
That's very true.
So I think...
That's it. We finished our first game. Locked and loading.
Yeah.
Episode 1 is done.
Don't believe the hype.
Episode 2 is coming next. Probably be about two... It'll probably take... After the first one comes out, it'll probably take about 2 or 3 weeks to do the next
weeks,
one.
Yeah.
Do all the editing.
I think we mainly just need to save up money to get pizza.
There's also that, yeah.
It's going to be the main thing.
We need to put away money for pizza. But thanks for listening, everybody. I've been Wally.
And I have been Chris.
And we'll catch you next time.